Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KMOX.
Listen anytime, anywhere.
Get the radio.com app today.
Mr. President, you're driving us crazy.
With all this mess, the radio is the only thing that's really working good.
Stop spending! Stop spending!
Welcome to the dawn of a new unified Republican government.
They can run the okey-doke on you, bamboozle you.
We're not enemies, but friends.
So we finally have this God that's gonna come down and help us all.
Now, Mark Reardon.
You just referred to Trump as a God.
Yeah.
On KMOX.
Well, ordinarily here on a Friday afternoon, we would start the Reardon Roundtable right now. Right, Jane Duker?
Yes, we would.
We're going to preempt the Reardon Roundtable for a very special guest. We don't do that very often. I think the last time we did it was for J.B. Smoove, right? Remember when he came into the studio?
That's right.
But this guy is known on Twitter, if you're on Twitter, if you've ever heard of that, as @Jack. It's just the name Jack. Have you ever, you know who that is?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? He is Jack. That's why. That's
Jack Dorsey is here in the studio with us. He's back in St. Louis, and I know his mom and dad are listening right now. So hi, mom and dad, because they always respond to us on Twitter. They're still very angry that you haven't verified them, and the process is a little different, I think, for that. But how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me at last minute.
Welcome back to St. Louis. What was there a specific reason here? Not that you need one, but you obviously have some business here as well.
Yeah, we have a very growing business here in Square. We're growing our office. I think we have around 400 people. We expect that to be over 800 people in the next year. And so we're you'll hear some things soon about what we did today, but it's all Square related and it's started right here in St. Louis.
So I also heard there was a little Lion's Choice involved for lunch. Is this true?
When I get to St. Louis, I eat Emo's and I eat Lion's Choice.
Really?
So it just came from Lion's Choice.
I mean, these are the two best things ever.
Ted Drew's as well.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Haven't had time for that.
But Team Provel.
It is funny because I hear, you know, we get
toasted ravioli.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. We get people in every once in a while, and Lion's Choice comes up quite a bit.
It's amazing. You know, I asked them if they could open a location in San Francisco. They said they'd consider.
Oh. There you go. You might be able to help make that happen.
If you deliver Lion's Choice, I mean, that
would
put you over the top.
San Francisco is a culture of amazing ingredients, and Lion's Choice always has amazing ingredients. They're very selective.
It would be a perfect fit. How often do you get to town?
Maybe like 3 or 4 times a year. I hope to do it more often. I was just here last week.
Excellent.
Well, you come in.
Got to bring him home every week.
We could have him on the round table on a regular basis. So what we do here usually is, and we're going to do it here in a few minutes, is we battle on politics and a couple of people on my side, a couple of people on her side, which is probably closer to your side, quite honestly.
the correct side.
What are the sides? There's no sides. It's a spectrum.
There you go.
It is a spectrum.
It is,
but it kind of raises an interesting question here about Twitter. And I was a relative early adapter. I remember having a meeting here at KMOX years ago in our old building, which is the last time I saw you talking about Twitter. And people, I think, thought I was crazy. I'm like, no, this is actually a cool thing. But as much positivity comes out of Twitter, you know that there's a lot of vitriol. There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of this other stuff. Where is Jack Dorsey on this this social media craze that you helped put on the map with some of the things that people say on Twitter these days?
Well, you know, I think we built a service 12 years ago, and that service has aged, and we may not have been as fast as we needed to in terms of helping to evolve it. Like just some simple things like when you pick up Twitter today, when you open it up on your phone, what does it incentivize you to do? What does it incentivize you to do 12 years ago? And what does it incentivize you to do today? And we do believe we have an opportunity, but also a responsibility to make sure that hate, harassment, abuse, misinformation is not unfairly amplified on our platform. We don't have a responsibility to amplify any of that stuff. We have a responsibility to show you what's happening for you to reach the audience that you earn. But what people have been able to do is to utilize our system, game it, and artificially amplify information in order to manipulate others, to harass others, but effectively to silence others. And that's not right, and that's not fair, and that's what we need to fix.
So how can you fix that?
It is hard. I mean, that is a challenge. And a lot of, you know, a lot of this is like security. You know, so if I build you a lock and say, this is the most secure lock, no one will ever be able to break into this lock, I am lying. Anyone will be able to eventually figure out how to break into that, how to get past that door. So security, good security, is not arriving at a perfect solution. It's a constant evolution. It's always staying 10 steps ahead of everyone else. And we need to apply the same sort of principles to our work as well. We started 12 years ago. We may not have moved and iterated as quickly as we need to. The world has moved extremely fast around us. And right now we're taking note, but also trying to move much faster so that we can stay ahead of people who intend to game our system to artificially amplify their messages.
How was your trip up to Capitol Hill? Which, by the way, I think would have gotten a whole lot more attention if it wasn't for the other hearing that was going on that same day. And I was in Washington because Brett Kavanaugh, that was all going on at the same time, right?
It probably would have got a lot less attention if I shaved my beard off too. But, you know, here we are in 2018. So, our goal was to, number one, speak to the people. And I believe that we did that. And that really flavored the tone of our messaging. We have a very human, authentic, genuine company. And I wanted to make sure that I represented that well. And I think I did. I think, you know, we also wanted to make sure that we were being very honest and frank about where we are, the mistakes we've made, what we don't know, and being comfortable with the fact that I don't know is a perfectly reasonable answer as long as we're willing to do the work to figure out why we don't know it and to fix it. And I think we did well there. So I think we represented the company, the service, and who we serve well. But, you know, we can't just say these things. We can't just tell these things. We have to show them. And that's our work. It's all about show, don't tell. It's all about the show me state. Mm-hmm. This is where I'm from. We're a bunch of skeptics, and the world is a bunch of skeptics, and we need to show it and prove it.
You know, I think, I'm sure you know this, and I'm pretty sure that people listening know this too, but there are so many examples, and we point them out on a regular basis, of news stories that would not have nearly the impact, certainly the Mike Brown situation here in your hometown.
I was there for the protest. My parents were also here on the ground on West Florissant for 2 weeks.
And even the Kavanaugh hearings, which would have gotten a lot of attention, but Twitter changes the dynamic of a lot of these stories, sometimes in a positive way, sometimes in an interesting negative way.
Well, when you look at disasters, I mean, you know, that's where people get their information a lot. And now I can't picture getting my news anywhere else other than Twitter, just because it's quick and people are now used to that and want that. And, you know, which makes it incredibly hard for you all to stay ahead of what all of this is, the gaming that you're talking about.
Twitter has a superpower.
It does.
And the superpower is the fact that you can see anyone's conversation. Imagine if you were able to text message the world.
Which is kind of what you're doing.
That's what Twitter is.
And you have to tell people.
That's exactly what it is.
By the way, when you do that, I mean, somebody who works in politics, when you tweet, you are having a text message that's indelible forever, because even if you try to get rid of it, it's never going
away. Well, somebody's going to capture it, right? Yeah
somebody's going to capture it.
And sometimes it's between two people. Sometimes you're having a text with someone else around the world, and the whole world can see it. And that's really powerful. There's nowhere else, no other service that I'm aware of that has it at that scale. Mm-hmm. And people can learn from it. And that's why I think Twitter is so important, is because if we make more of our conversations, like the conversation we're having right now, public, then more people get to learn. And if more people get to learn, we get to move faster to whatever direction. I don't know what end of the spectrum we're moving to, but we need to debate it. We need to discuss it. We need to have discourse around the issues.
And listen to it.
And listen to it so that we can all learn, and then we can all eventually go to a direction that makes sense for humanity.
Yeah. Now, what are you, this is what I've wanted to ask you, what are you the most optimistic about? Because we hear a lot about the problems with everything, everybody, but, you know, you wouldn't be where you are if you didn't have an optimistic view of the world and you know, innovating the way you have. But what are you optimistic about right now?
I think, you know, I've been working in technology for quite some time, and I think the nobility of technology is that it levels the playing field. It's simple as that. It makes everyone feel that they're capable of more than they believe they were.
Everybody has a voice.
Yeah. So like with Twitter, you know, being able to pick it up, and I may have zero followers, but I'm in the right moment at the right time, and I take a picture and it becomes a global conversation. That's happened multiple times over the past 12 years. With Square, I have my phone, I'm a glass artist, I plug in the reader, and I can sell, and I sell, you know, $2,000 pieces of glass art to people, and that's happened. So technology enables people to be bigger than oneself and to have impact greater than oneself. And I think we often think about technology as this thing that becomes, you know, it's focused on massive global scale. But my mom had a coffee store, Shenandoah Coffee, and if she had the technology that we're building today, she could have continued to maintain a choice of staying small. So technology also enables people to stay small but still have global impact, which wasn't possible before.
By the way, it's the only way that I can keep track of what my 21-year-old son is doing, because he's the only one that I get alerts from when he tweets, and then I know what he's doing, because he doesn't return my text messages, Jack.
Which, he returns, yeah, tweets,
you
yes.
know that, Jane,
yes,
right?
Text yeah. messages now.
So what else is on the list for the trip home here to St. Louis? There's no Cardinals game, so you can't hit that. But are there other things that are priorities outside of seeing the family when you're here?
Emos,
yeah.
We had emos last night. How likely is it that we're getting an MLS team here?
Well, we think very likely. Now, it looks a lot better this week, and that was great news. A topic that will come up on the roundtable. Yeah, I think people are excited. We need that here in St. Louis. You know, we've had a lot of punches to the gut, and there's a self-esteem problem, I think, that people have in St. Louis. The tech corridor, Cortex, and those things, I think, have helped. Without that, I'm not sure exactly where we'd be. But, you know, we're still in kind of a recovery period, I think.
Yeah.
Just with attitude. Don't you think, Jane?
Yeah, but I think MLS is great. I think it's great that the Taylor family stepped up. It's great that they're a local family that really want to stand behind this. And I think that's going to make the proposal more acceptable. And so, yeah, I'm much more optimistic now than I was the last proposal. So.
Well, we grew up with soccer, so it would be awesome to see St. Louis have an amazing soccer team.
I'm feeling really confident.
I'm happy to support.
We have the whole infrastructure. We have the kids. We have the feeder league. We have everything we need in order to, you know, to make St. Louis, you know, a soccer town, a real soccer town.
A real soccer town.
Amen. It's going to be great. Jack Dorsey, thanks so much for spending a little time with us. Come
Thank
see
you.
Us anytime. We'll even get you some emos here in the studio or Lion's Choice. We can arrange that. We have a little poll. But thanks so much. Hi to your mom and dad. They're listening right now anyway. And we'll see you soon.
Hi,
thanks.
Mom.
Thanks, Jack.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.